It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review The Brink of War, the latest political film released by Angel Studios this summer after the awful Animal Farm and the well-meaning but less patriotic Young Washington. This one takes place near the end of the Cold War, where Jeff Daniels plays President Ronald Reagan and Jared Harris is the Soviet Union's last leader, Mikhail Gorbachev, both of whom were part of the Reykjavik summit which determined whether there can be peace or war. The opening credits reminds us that both the United States and Soviet Union had 70,000 nuclear missiles aimed at each other, and while Reagan is planning a missile shield, the Soviet military plans to attack before it can be completed. It all came down to this. It can be corny at times with some obligatory formulas like two journalists sharing chemistry with no character development and American and Russian employees bickering like grade school children on the sidelines, but outside whatever movie formula The Brink of War tries to throw at us, it still has the right performances to resurrect these political figures from different parts of the world. Kudos to Daniels and Harris easing into their roles without trying too hard to impersonate them. I can't get political and speak for any liberal or conservative party, but I can mention that despite the nuclear threats and wars, this dramatization allows Daniels and Harris to make it easy on us. It's up to you depending on your views, but I still say see it. For more reviews, please go to cjatthemovies.com, and you can also check out my Instagram page for some cool stuff too. I'm Christopher Zweig, stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.